Oh, hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Big word of the week is nidificate. Nidificate. N-I-D-I-F-I-C-A-T-E. Nidificate. And it's a word for me because, I mean, it means to nest. I think men can nest, can't they? Because, you know, being, you know, on my own now, I've decided to nest and look after the house. I've been going ballistic at Bunnings, buying rugs and new things for the house, making things comfortable. So I've been nidificating. Got a good percussion to it. Let's get into the podcast. And because the Olympics are on at the moment, we're going to speak Brazilian, which is their language there is Portuguese. Hello in Portuguese is hola. Hola. Hola to all the Olympians over there. I hope they're having a great Olympic Games. I love the Olympic Games. I didn't think I'd get into it, and all of a sudden, it's all over the TVs. I've been travelling a lot lately, and it's just all over the TVs. And it's a great thing just to sit and watch in an airport, in a bar, anywhere. So, hola. Oh, I never really loved the term shit happens. I never really understood shit happens, but I've had a lot of shit happens moments lately. Shit happens all the time, I've decided. Shit's happening right now. Shit's going to happen later in the day. Shit happens tomorrow. Shit happens yesterday or happened yesterday. Shit's going to happen in years to come. This is my latest shit happens moment. If you listen to the podcast, had a breakup with a girlfriend. I was in love. That's all over. She wanted me to move in. I said no because I didn't want to kick my daughter out. And now my daughter's moving out. So now I've become an empty nester. And my point is, shit happens. No one expects what's going to happen, but that happened. Shit happens. Life goes on. I'll be fine. Shit happens. Love one another, please. I'm happy and sad about becoming an empty nester. An empty nester at 50, nearly 51, August 30. Send me a message. Empty nester. I have been nesting in this house since becoming single. Downsized, like I've said in the past. I'm getting rid of stuff. I'm buying new shit. Going to buy a new lounge. Going to buy a chainsaw. Don't freak out. Not a serial killer. Empty nester. At 50. I'm thinking about getting a flatmate. Maybe I should get a flatmate. Yeah. Some people say Airbnb. I'm like, who the fuck would want to come to Airbnb at Blacktown? Seriously? In a five-bedroom house? Me and my son went out this recently. We went and seen Suicide Squad. I was very excited. We go and see Suicide Squad. It got bagged in the press after its opening release. And me and my son's thing. We go to, you know, action movies together. That's our shit. He buys his gigantic bucket of Coke and salt and vinegar chips. And I have a Choc Top. I love the way, I think I've discussed this before, they always tell you, you can sit here, here or here, and everyone sits anywhere. But it's all, the whole, me and my son, we always just sit anywhere away from everyone else because we're antisocial. Like, he'll sit right in the corner and I'll have a seat between me and him. And I can tell that he's stressed and I'm stressed too because I'm waiting for people to just go, that's my seat, mate. So it's just that whole waiting for the movie to start. Once the movie's 5 minutes in, you start to relax into the movie. Because that's about the only illegal thing I do. I just sit in the wrong spot in cinemas. I'm a fucking rebel, I tell you. I'm teaching my son to be a rebel as well. But anyway, Suicide Squad, action flick. I don't know, just bad writing. Like the villain was fucking lame as shit. Supernatural? What's this supernatural shit? God, couldn't work it out. The Joker. Hated the Joker. Jared Leto. Piss off. Ledger and Nicholson. Destroyed you. Just the grills in his teeth look ridiculous. The tattoos on his face. Harley Quinn was not too bad. I guess she played it like the comic books. But, yeah, about 6 out of 10. I mean, it wasn't as bad as the critics said. I didn't mind it. Like Batman versus Superman, piece of shit. But Suicide Squad, I wouldn't recommend it. But, yeah, probably for, you know, 18 to 30s. Maybe I'm just too old. I mean, I fucking love Deadpool. That was an amazing movie. It's in my top 10. I also did some support work for Michael Winslow, the sound effects guy from Police Academy. I was very excited to do that. Playing in a big crowd, you know, played at Penrith Panthers and Reesby Workers Club. Penrith Panthers was probably full. Oh, sorry, Penrith was about half full. Reesby Workers was full. Great shows. I had great shows. Just did 20 minutes up front before Michael. Nice guy. It just amazes me how people will go and watch. I mean, I've been doing comedy for 20 years, trying to get a crowd, trying to, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing social media, trying to get people interested in what I do. I mean, my act is pretty good. I'm pretty confident in what I do. But Michael Winslow was fine. He was fine. It wasn't my cup of tea. I mean, I watched most of his show at Reesby Workers. It's, you know, it's different. Different. But people really dug my show. Like I walked out the side door at Reesby Workers and got a round of applause as I walked past the crowd. And there's people that never heard of me, never seen me before, but they were just like, they weren't a comedy crowd, not a crowd that would go and watch comedy quite a bit. They've just gone to watch Michael Winslow because he's famous. I don't get the whole fucking fame thing. Why are people into fame? Oh, I want to go see that guy because he was famous 20, 30 years ago. Fucking go out and watch local comedy. Get us famous. And we're good. We're very good. Males, females, fucking, we have the best comedians in the world in Australia, I reckon. I work with some smashing human beings. I just don't understand the whole fame thing. People just want to see famous people. People lined up to get selfies with him afterwards. Two people lined up to get selfies with me. There's always some guy in the crowd that comes up and goes, oh, everyone reckons I look like you. And I always think, no, you don't. Do I look like you? Always go, no, really? Fucking hell. Anyway, I just don't understand fame. I guess it's a thing. People are just into it. People, you know, people make the people on The Bachelor famous. People make reality TV stars famous. I just don't understand fame. Get out and just see, you know, lower level entertainment. And it's not even lower level, it's great entertainment. Go and see entertainment you've never heard of. And if you don't like it, fucking walk out. Otherwise, fucking support Australian entertainment. Comedy, music, art, all of it. Did some flying this week. Went down to Torquay for a gig for the Victorian Transport Association. Great gig, fucking great, fucking smashing gig. What a great place Torquay is. If you've never been to Torquay, check that place out. It's about an hour and 20-minute drive from Melbourne. I guess it's south. It's along, it's, you know, on the coast. Just cool little town. I had the greatest fish and chips of all time there. Like, got off the plane midday, didn't get fed. What the fuck's with Virgin? Mate, they're giving curried egg sandwiches, but they're wraps. But they're like a quarter. A quarter of a wrap. That's all you get off Virgin now is a curried egg quarter of a wrap. That's your meal. That's your snack. I actually quite enjoyed it. I have to tell you, I love curried egg. But I just thought, Jesus, getting a bit cheap here, aren't they? Curried egg wrap. But yeah. Virgin also have like the new, because, yeah, you know, mate, you got to check yourself in now. Got to do everything yourself now. I think it's about 4 people working for Virgin now. Check yourself in, put your bag tags on, and the new stickers. They got new stickers for the bag tags. And I was getting pretty good at the bag tags from Qantas and Virgin. I was getting good. Like, I'm like, bang, onto the guitar, onto the bag, bang. Rip the bit of paper off, bang. It looked like, you know, professional job. But Virgin now have a new sticker. And you can peel both ways back And I didn't read the things properly because I didn't have my glasses on. I peeled the wrong way and I fucked it up. And like the bag tag was just basically stuck to the side of my hand. And then it was stuck to the side of the guitar. And then I had to line up and then embarrassingly had to go to the lady, can you give me a new bag tag? I kind of fucked this up. She said, it's all right. Everyone doesn't. So I didn't feel so bad in the end there, but sort your shit out, fucking virgin. Curried egg sandwiches and your shit stickers. Sort that shit out. I had two window seats. I normally sit in the aisle. I'm an aisle guy. You're either an aisle guy or a window guy. No one's a middle seat guy, Steve Philp. No one is. No one. It's always an accident. You end up in there. No one picks that place. And anyway, the window. And I'm looking out the window. And I was watching a guy from one of the pilots from Rex Airlines, which is the name of a dog. Not confident flying with that company, but good on you. But he gets out with his high-vis vest on, pilot, starts looking at his plane. I'm like, what the fuck's he looking at? Does he know what he's doing? I see that all the time. It's like, oh, yeah, that's still bolted on, fucking walks around, kicks some tires, then gets back in. Let's fucking go. I always wonder when pilot, because you know when you get into when you change cars, like if you get a higher car, then you get into your car, you're like, what the fuck's happened to my car? It takes you a while to adjust to the shape of your car. What does a pilot feel like when he gets out of a plane and then gets into his Hyundai i30? Go, what the fuck? I don't know. It's just a thing. I was supposed to be on a ship right now, but got cancelled. They wanted me to go earlier, apparently, but I couldn't make it. So I'm home for the next few weeks with nothing to do. I'm trying to work out, should I take up a hobby? I was talking about hobbies before. Martial arts. Been looking at martial arts, taekwondo, karate. I don't know. Not sure. I don't know if I want to go get all sweaty with a bunch of kids because there's not going to be fucking kids in the class, isn't there? There's no adult. Is there an adult? Karate? I nearly said karaoke class. That'd be good. Martial arts karaoke. Just punching people in the head that sing badly. Ha! Is it just me or when you hire a car, like the first hour you drive it like it's made of glass? Like you delicately drive it out of the car park over bumps and here and there. And then after about an hour, you're like, fuck it. Wah! Foot flat to the floor. Fucking bumping into shit. Couldn't give a shit. Bumping your bags into the side of the car. Do you know what I've noticed a lot lately? I've noticed that I've got a very deep voice. I'm listening to this with my headphones. Now, that's not what I was going to say, but I've got a bit of a cold. I'm lying on the couch. You know what I've noticed a lot lately? A lot of men, accidentally exposing their bum cracks. There's just too much. I don't know whether it's the cut of the jeans, whether men don't give a shit anymore. But everywhere you look, you'll see a bum crack. Of men. It's never women. That'd be all right. Personally, I think that would be all right. Depends on the woman, though. But my point is, I know when my bum crack's exposed and I'll pull my pants up. Some of these blokes will just let it hang out. They're not plumbers. Remember the guy like the old plumber's crack? These blokes just hang it out there like there's no tomorrow. Like, surely they know their ass crack is hanging out. And that's never a pretty sight, a man's ass crack. It's hairy. It's a mess down there. Surely they're feeling a breeze happening down there. I drove past this bloke the other day and he was bending over near his car and it was hanging out there for the world to see. Everyone would have been looking left at his ass crack, you know. It's like looking at the Grand Canyon. Well, look at that. Wow, you don't need to fly to Vegas anymore. Pull your pants up, dudes. On a serious note, I've been struggling with the blues. I mentioned earlier about depression. I've had depression on and off since my teenage years. I guess it's just a chemical imbalance in me. A lot of people, I think that's what it is. Like I said before about the commercialization of depression, now it's kind of watered it down a bit. But I do generally suffer from the blues, and I have suffered this week, struggling with getting over something from They're not so distant past, just trying to move through it, just trying to get the head into gear and moving on. And it is a time thing. You've got to give it time, and I'm trying to rush through it, but I just can't seem to get over that. It's like a little hill you're trying to get over, and you're riding your little tricycle up the hill. That's ironic, a tricycle. You're on your tricycle, then you roll back down, then you push, and then you roll back, and you just got to get over the hill. And I thought I was over the hill recently, and then there was another hill. Yeah, the blues. Look after yourselves, men and women. Men and women. Men, I think, more so. Got to look after yourself. Sorry about to close it down on a bloody serious note. Jesus. But, yes, next podcast is going to be upbeat and exciting, I'm telling you. And, of course, goodbye in Portuguese is ciao. Very similar to the Italian version. Ciao. Ciao, everybody. Ciao, all you mind meatheads out there.